Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Tuesday, December 7th, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. Religious freedom is a concern as voters prepare for another election in Ukraine. Believers help rebuild lives in southern Sudan, and OM teams remind people of the Christian roots of Christmas. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Headlining today's news, thousands of Christians have taken to the streets of Ukraine, concerned about the future of religious freedom as the Supreme Court has invalidated the runoff election results. Hope International's President Paul Marty lives in Ukraine.
A large part of what's at stake here is the future of Christianity in this part of the world. If the election goes towards the pro-Russian candidate, then a lot of the policies of the country are going to follow. And he's publicly stated that the only church that he would recognize would be the Russian Orthodox Church.
Hope International runs children's Bible clubs and provides micro-enterprise loans for small business owners. Marty says the election crisis has made people more open.
In both of our ministries here, with the clients that take small loans from us, they're very open when we share our faith with them, and the response in our children's Bible clubs, especially in the rural areas, is just phenomenal.
$500 can sponsor a club for a full year. Go to our website to get involved. Next, Sudan's government is urging rebels in the south to come to a peace accord before 2005. The ongoing war has become a humanitarian crisis. The Evangelical Free Church of America got word that five of their Sudanese churches were in urgent need. There are between 45 and 60,000 people living in refugee camps in northern Uganda and southern Sudan. The EFCA sent over $17,000 for supplies for those in greatest need, thus demonstrating the love of Christ to the refugees. You're listening to Mission Network News. Pastoral training is the key ingredient that's needed to see the gospel taken to the ends of the earth. Dr. David Shibley with Global Advance says 2004 has been a record year for going into the hidden areas of the world to train national church leaders through their frontline shepherds conferences.
We're enormously grateful to God for the privilege of going on site to them and bringing on site training to 29,560 of these pastoral leaders in 45 conferences in 31 nations this year.
Shibley says the conferences have been responsible for starting indigenous church planting movements in areas previously unreached. Even more conferences are planned for 2005, but funding is needed.
The average cost of us bringing a pastoral leader out of his village, training him, giving him the resources that he needs, and getting him back to his village costs us around $75 per pastoral leader. We believe that's a very valuable investment.
We turn next to Ecuador, where the Ministry of Mission Aviation Fellowship is now directly supporting the indigenous tribal church. MAF's Kevin Swanson says the leaders of the rural Shuar villages are willing to listen to the message of the gospel, not because of the men, but because they came in an MAF airplane.
It was kind of an unintended consequence of the MAF presence there in the Amazon jungle of Ecuador to give these guys a boost in their ministry and some instant credibility when they came into a new village.
Swanson says the church leadership role is now key. That's also one of the more urgent prayer needs developing as the gospel spreads.
One of the biggest prayer requests would be that God would raise up more church leaders, such as these Shuar men and women that are willing to go out like this. We're seeing a huge need for church leaders, not just in Ecuador, but around the world. But there is just not the training available for church leadership.
And Operation Mobilization's Love UK teams are presenting an exciting gospel program in schools across central England. In the run-up to Christmas, the team will be doing 30 presentations of their Christmas program, The Boxing Day Boy, reaching up to 900 children a day for the next 2 weeks. Using storytelling and music, the team's able to remind people of the Christian roots of Christmas. Pray for the team's safety, energy, and good health through the hectic schedule of the coming weeks. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. With your gift of support, we'll send you the 2005 Operation World Desktop Calendar to help you pray daily for unreached peoples of the world. You can also visit our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.